I didn't brush my teeth much when I was a kid. I didn't like it. What kid does? Why stand around brushing your teeth when you could be playing video games or destroying your parents' house? I also didn't shower very much. I'm not proud of it, but there it is. Showering was just as burdensome as toothbrushing. I usually waited for someone to complain about my smell before begrudgingly washing myself. To be fair, I did grow up in the South. As long as you showered before going to church on Sundays, the hygienic sins of the rest of the week might well be forgiven. I distinctly remember my Aunt Debbie coming over one summer afternoon and embracing my sisters and I, as aunts tend to do, only to push me aside with a contorted face as she told my horrified mother that I stunk. To be fair, Aunt Debbie came from Maryland, which is hardly the South, and either had a more sophisticated sense of smell than the rest of us, or a blue state sense of hygiene. Or perhaps the rest of us had simply grown accustomed to my boyhood filth. It's neither here nor there. The point is that in a house with two hard-working parents, three children, and no housekeepers or nannies, some daily routine simply fell through the cracks. Of course, toothbrushing, or lack thereof, was a much easier thing to hide than lack of showering. No pesky relatives were getting close enough to my mouth to detect poor dental hygiene. The tactics for avoiding the daily dental scrubbing were relatively simple. "Did you brush your teeth?" my mother might ask before bedtime. "Yeah." That was pretty much it. I was a highly sophisticated master of deception. I mean, at that early age, say 6 or 7 years old, what was the advantage of brushing your teeth? Bad breath was the worst of it, I guess. But who cares? I was a geeky little kid with no discernible talents. I knew, even then, that no girl would be kissing me for at least another 20 or 30 years. So bad breath didn't faze me. Sure, you hear adults telling you how your teeth will rot out if you don't brush them twice a day. But let's put that in perspective, shall we? Adults also said things like, "If you don't eat your carrots, your eyes will go bad." Let me be clear. I like carrots. I eat carrots whenever they are presented to me. I was half blind by the 5th grade and required giant googly-eyed bottle glasses to see the dry erase board. Do you know why my eyes were so bad? Neither do I. But I'm 85% sure it has nothing to do with carrot consumption. Lies. Don't make that face, it will get stuck like that. I made that face over and over, and it never got stuck like that. If you're bad, Santa will bring you coal for Christmas. Not only was I a perpetually selfish, bratty little shit with no annual coal-like repercussions, but the same people who fed me that lie later confessed that Santa Claus himself wasn't even real. "What about the tooth fairy?" I remember retaliating when my family finally explained the great Christmas deception to me at the age of like 13. Nope, there was no tooth fairy either. Just a bunch of adults making up random stuff, having a blast yanking some kid's chain. Using outrageous hyperbole in order to teach kids basic life lessons? Fine. Blatantly fabricating various fictional characters in order to pepper a child's early life with magic and wonder and wildly confusing illogic? Sounds like a great plan. That's the world in which this poor, stinky little dork child grew up. A world of lies. Well, guess what? The consequence of that low bar societal standard is that truly clever kids, like myself, learn to adjust. And by adjust.